I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A recent international summit in Washington, D.C. urged caution when it comes to tinkering with human genes. New biotechnology is making gene editing easier and more accurate than ever before, but it's also raising a number of ethical questions. Designer babies aren't coming anytime soon. We just don't understand our genetic makeup well enough, yet. But gene modification is here, and in recent years, it's been made a lot easier by a new editing system called CRISPR-Cas9. It's a cheap, relatively simple way to essentially change the text inside the book that is your genome. It's been a boon to basic research into things like cancer, but are doctors paying enough attention to CRISPR's down-the-road ethical implications?
I think, on the whole, medical education does not have enough emphasis on genetics, given the importance it is likely to play in future medical practice.
Audrey Chapman is a professor at UConn who examines medical ethics. She says today students take courses dealing with ethical questions, but they generally focus on clinical scenarios, not on big picture issues like gene editing. That, she says, needs to change. And she also thinks genetic technology needs to be developed in a way that's equitable to avoid a medical future that's filled with haves and have-nots.
The people who are likely to benefit are those that either have very high-end so-called Cadillac medical insurance plans or can pay for them on their own, and the people who cannot get further left behind.
Last week's international summit, convened by the National Academy of Sciences and others, concluded a moratorium should be placed on any efforts to edit inheritable genes in humans. Chapman says that was the right decision. And going forward, she says more attention needs to be paid by doctors and society to the growing power of genetic technology. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.